views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Hello, everybody, and Happy New Year. I can't believe we're here, the premiere of Shine On Radio. I thank you all out there who are listening, and I cannot wait for today's first show. First, let me explain what Shine On Radio is all about and how we even got here. My name is Kellyanne Wadler, and I'm the founder of Shine On Movement. Shine On Movement is an arts and wellness coaching services company whose mission is to help people celebrate who they are. I do that in three main ways: through body positivity, nourishment, and self-acceptance. But the list goes on and on when it comes to discovering what makes you shine, what makes you who you are. And I think in this day and age, with the world as challenging as it is right now, it's extremely important to find our own light so we can be the light for others. As I mentioned, scary world, scary time. You know, if we're at a war within ourselves, it's only causing more grief. So Shine On Radio is all about the celebration. It's all about celebrating the fun things that make you you, and also bringing on amazing powerhouse speakers to inspire us about how we can take our own journeys to celebrating who we are. So today, we have an incredible first guest, and I'm going to talk a little bit about her before she comes on in. Her name is Vicki Reynolds, and she was my first client when I started my practice 2.5 years ago, and she has stayed with me since the beginning in a very slow and steady, step-by-step journey. And I have seen this wonderful woman, you know, go from extremes to adopting and embracing slow and steady change, because usually that's how it comes. And we're going to talk a lot about that today in light of the new year, when we all make a lot of rather black and white changes to better ourselves, or so we think, when the new year hits, and how we can actually make changes that are realistic and that don't involve deprivation or all this extremism. So my guest, Vicki, she's a transplant from Texas. She's one of those people where I hope you have many in this in your life, but that they're just so special. You don't know many people like her in terms of unique personalities and just so warm. She's a dancer, she's a choreographer, and her main career form is as a dance educator. And she is also in charge of the youth education at Downtown Dance Factory, which is an incredible studio in Tribeca, New York, which where we reside. So without further ado, I'd love for you to all meet Vicki. Vicki, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for that amazing introduction.
Of course, of course. Happy New Year to you. As I said, thank you. We're so excited you're here. And I want to start this our interview today with, you know, the question that's my number one question. What in your life has taught you to embrace your shine? What has taught you to shine?
I have slowly learned my shine through the 2.5 years of working with you, and I don't give in. I don't give up on myself, and that, I think, is where I shine the most. I've had a lot of hurdles and stops that could lead for me to just say, you know what, I'm going to accept where I am. It is what it is. let's move on with something else. And I have not done that in the 2.5 years. I have just pushed forward and said, no, I'm not giving up. And I think that absolutely makes me the super shiniest.
Mm-hmm. So for all who are listening, you know, it's pretty simple to sometimes give up on ourselves, especially when it comes to making positive, healthy choices. You know, change isn't always the most easy thing. So what would you recommend, or what would you say was your secret to learning to keep pushing forward or to keep swimming?
Well, the secret was continuing to fail at trying to be better.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I think I would think that there are other people out there who have gone through this, that you try something new and you're going and you're so inspired and you're ready to go. And then something happens, just life happens, and it's easy to say, oh, well, that didn't work. But what's the challenge is saying, okay, that didn't work, so let's start over, let's do it again. And then you get past that one thing that didn't work, and then oops, something else happens. Okay, now let's try it again. And every time you have a setback, you learn from that setback, whether it be something that you know not to eat, whether it be a snack that doesn't work, or prepping food, or an exercise, or something in your schedule. You just slowly learn along the way to alter what's not working. And I think the key is baby steps.
Mm-hmm. Baby steps, right?
That, so, I mean, you want to take a big, yeah. You want to take a leap. That's important. You want to take a big giant leap. But sometimes in order to take that big giant leap, you got to take little steps first.
Right. And those little steps, I find, are what people find a little bit challenging to be patient with, right? In Western culture, where we're at least in the States, it's very much extreme dieting or extreme workout plans or whatnot. So when we get back, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how we can relate that to our New Year's resolutions. Resolutions is definitely not a word I adopt in my language anymore, because I find that it does set up for that extreme, you know, all or nothing type thing. So we're going to talk about how we can kind of tip into our authentic self and figure out what baby steps we can honor for this 2016 year. Before we do that, I just want to let everybody know you can learn more about Shine On Movement and our host Vicky as well at Shine On Movement or Shine On Wellness on Facebook, at the Shine On Girl on Instagram. Vicky's Instagram, why don't you let us know, Vicky, what your Instagram handle is again, so we can, or for the first time, so we can check you out there?
Sure. It's Miss Vicky Nay on Instagram.
Great. And you would spell that how?
MissVickiNee.
Great. So you can learn more about Vicky there as well. And then Shine On Movement or ShineOnWithKelly.com, you can learn there. So great. When we get back, we're going to talk about that New Year's flow and how we can do it without going down to extreme town. Okay. When we come back, see you soon.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this. We have so much to share. Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
for the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Shine On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly, is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com today.
The new era of financial planning is upon us, where it is just as important to focus on your inner wealth game as it is your outer wealth game. Would you like to be in the forefront of this new groundbreaking financial movement? Lynn Brown, award-winning financial planner, energy coach, and international radio host, will share real, actionable money wisdom infused with empowering tips, fear-busting exercises, and money-growing magnetism. Are you ready to create your fully financially healthy life? Join Lynn for this free 2-hour full spectrum financial planning workshop in Bellevue, Washington on January 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register by January 5th as space is limited and will fill up fast. Call in today at 425-372-4749. That's 425-372-4749. Light food and beverages will be included. See you there.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Shine On Radio. I can't believe it. It is our first radio show here today, and I'm so excited. I have special guest here, Vicki Reynolds, talking all about her celebration journey to shine. Again, if you're just tuning in, Shine On Radio is all about celebration of self, celebrating what makes you, you. If you hear a siren in the background, we're in New York City today, so bear with us. Anyway, welcome again. And we're currently talking about the New Year's resolution habit, which can sometimes go really extreme. I know for me, and especially when my relationship to food wasn't so healthy, in order for me to feel better, I would do some sort of crash diet or some sort of toxic cleanse in order to feel better. And that's not necessarily the best way to be healthy or to gain our shine or to feel better. So Vicki, our special guest today, is going to join us or talk to us a little bit about how she's made peace with going her extremes instead and making peace with that. So Vicki, why don't you,
yes,
you do that?
I made peace with that by you telling me to stop being so extreme all the time. I never understood that I was an extremist until you repeatedly pointed it out to me. I always lived with the notion of go big or go home, go hardcore, stop. If I'm going to work out, I need to only work out and never have fun. If I'm going to eat healthy, I can never have anything that's a treat. And, you know, it has shown me to not help me in success, being successful with being a better version of me. I joined a workout program and did a challenge. And in that challenge, I was so hardcore. I was doing a ridiculous number of classes in a very short amount of time, just because they told me to, and just because I needed to make that my sole priority. And I didn't lose anything. I didn't lose an ounce. I didn't lose a pound. I didn't gain muscle. I mean, I don't even know what it was for. You know, I look back and just went, it was kind of the wake up call for me to say, this type of lifestyle is not working. So I started learning to have balance and everything is key. And it's definitely difficult. You know, I have to daily practice how to have the balance. I mean, it's not difficult to go work out and then go have a cookie, because trust me, I've absolutely done that. But it's the guilt that comes after it. It's the not beating myself up because we wanted to have drinks after work. Because there was a time when I wouldn't do that. Right. And it's definitely a slow process. It makes what I'm trying to achieve slow, but it's going to make it worthwhile because it's something that will stick. It's something that is sustainable in my lifestyle.
Yeah. And, you know, you brought up that word, that tricky word that we all kind of maybe are challenged by or try to find, which is balance. And my philosophy on balance is pretty simple. I feel like balance sometimes can feel also extreme. I'm either on my balance or I'm falling off the face of the earth because I'm off balance. So instead, I see it as more of my rhythm. You and I are both dancers. And if you can see your rhythm as that time when, you know, you're eating well or you're eating foods that make you feel good, that you're, you know, doing an exercise that feels good for you. And big point about that, you know, there's a lot of fads when it comes to dieting and when it comes to exercise that kind of pressure us that this is what's right for your body. We know because everybody's doing it. And I challenge you to really ask yourself in this new year, well, what really feels good for me? So with that said, what would you say you found as your healthy rhythm, and how did you kind of discover what that healthy rhythm it was?
I love yoga. Alongside training to dance and teaching at Downtown Dance Factory, I love to practice yoga. It keeps me calm. It's an amazing workout. And I always leave the studio feeling good, positive, accomplished. And I've been searching around the city for a studio that connects with me and a community that connects with me. And in the 13 years that I've lived in New York City, I've bounced around to countless studios and finally found one in Tribeca, which is convenient because it's right by the train to go home and it's in, you know, right by work. It's a studio called Lion's Den Power Yoga. And they have such a community and they have such a positive influence on every single person that goes in there. And their classes are extremely challenging. You are super sweaty and you leave with this like nice spiritual balance with a nice hard workout. So I practice that. I go there every morning. And they're very kind to me, and I like them a lot. And I also do something that has become a little bit of a religious habit for me. Every Sunday, I do a food prep, and my food prep takes me through the entire week. I make 5 lunches. I make a few dinners, and I do my breakfasts kind of the night before every day. But I notice that having preparation is key. I have to prep my food for the week, and I also have to prep clothes for the next day and every night whenever I'm getting my stuff ready, like kind of having all of that ready to go for me kind of sets me up for the next day. It makes me feel like I've got it together, even if I don't have it together, even if I'm a mess in some way or another. And let me tell you, there have been plenty of weeks that I'm a mess and I'm in the kitchen cursing and I'm, you know, not happy to go to yoga and I'm not, and I do it. I go through it. And it also helps me feel okay if I have a cookie or if I go have drinks or if we decide to kind of pig out on pizza one night or, you know, something that is not necessarily on my positive menu list.
Sure. Yeah. And I think that brings up a great point that when you have your healthy rhythm where for you, it's sounding like you discovered yoga, where you're getting your spirituality is getting fulfilled as well as a great workout, your meal prepping and all of those positive things, that then there's room for the treats. There's room for the occasional chocolate chip cookie. There's room for the occasional going out with your friends and having a drink. That's all good. What happens is, can we find a rhythm that includes all of those things, right? Okay. Instead of it being, well, I'm either working out and eating healthy and that's it, or I'm sitting on the couch, I'm not doing anything and I'm eating whatever the heck I want because, you know, I've given up. So finding those little things that will create that healthy rhythm for you. And it sounds like you figured that out, which is...
Yes, and I also think it's very important to have dates, to go on a date with your significant other, to go on a date with your family, go on a date with your friends, which I think is the most important. And when you're on your date with your friends, your family, your significant other, to indulge in something, have that glass of wine, have that margarita, have that side of fries with your salad, have something that feels good to you. Whatever it may, you know, it may not be the same every meal, or it may be the same every meal. I don't know. But make sure that you maintain your social life as well as maintaining your personal life within yourself. I think that is key too.
Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of the times when we choose to do a crash diet or do something extreme, that means we have to take out things that are also serving us in our life. For example, you know, the social outlets where, sorry, I'm on a diet, so I can't go out because it's too challenging or too tempting. So, you know, again, this all ties into this new year, okay? What little steps can you take to feel better? When we come back soon after break, I'm going to talk about with Vicky how I like to honor a word for the new year. I like to set the tone of the new year using one word, as opposed to making a resolution that I may not be able to keep. So we're going to find out that word when we get back. But before that, let's remind everybody how they can reach us. Again, I'm Kelly. I'm the founder of Shine On Movement. You can check me out at shineonwithkelly.com, Shine On Wellness on Facebook, and at the Shine On Girl on Instagram and Twitter. And our amazing guest, Vicky, how can we reach you again?
You can find me on Instagram under Ms. Vicky Nay.
Fantastic. So again, when we get back, you're not going to want to miss it. We're going to talk about honoring the new year with a word and much, much, much more. We'll see you soon.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research,
treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this. We have so much to share. Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
The life you're dreaming of is waiting for you to say yes. Together, we can create a powerful, love-centered world where business is not a competition, but a community of highly conscious individuals making a positive impact in their own lives and the lives of others. Fun, flexible, fabulous. You make the rules. We offer the tools. Connect with Shelley today to learn more at Live, Love, Learn with Shelley. That's SHELLEY.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Shine On Radio. I'm Kelly Wadler, your host and founder of Shine On Movement, which is an arts and wellness coaching company who helps people celebrate who they are. Today, we have special guest with me, Vicki Reynolds. We're talking
Hello.
About... Hi, Vic. We're talking all about the new year and Vicki's own journey to celebrating who she is. So at the break, we were discussing this idea of maybe altering how we feel about making resolutions into turning it into a different intention. So I love creating or using a word to set the tone for the year. So for example, my word this year is awareness. I can sometimes leave the moment, meaning my brain can scatter and I'll be doing something, but also be thinking about a gazillion other things. And this year, I'm setting the intention to be as aware as possible. And how that's going to tie into a resolution of sorts or an intention of sorts is decisions that I make, I'm going to go into them with, is this choice going to make me more aware, more present, or will this choice make me feel less? And if that's not what I want, I'm going to pick the choice that, you know, will help me feel more aware, more present. So with that said, Vicki, have you picked your word for 2016?
Well, during our 3-minute break, I thought very quickly and came up with the word attractive. I want, as you and I have discussed in our session, I want to leave 2016 super attractive in that inside and out. I have a tendency to kind of shrug off appearance and or how I'm feeling on the inside, and just kind of go with the flow of whatever and kind of look at myself in the mirror and say, ugh, or, you know, how I thought about something. Ugh. And I want to feel good about that. I want to end the year feeling good. So I'm going to work really hard this year on that.
Awesome. I love that. So, you know, let's also talk about what you were bringing up, this idea of, you know, feeling or making cliche New Year's resolutions or feeling judged by or pressure to stick to what you say you're going to do and may having that be the driving force why you're doing something or setting the intention for a certain year. Can you go more into that? You know,
yes.
What?
Oh, okay. You know, at the beginning of the year, especially on social media, everybody's saying...
Hold that thought, Vicky. We're going to take a quick break and get you on a landline because we're losing you. And we will be right back with Shine On.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever tried maca? Meet my friends at the Maca team. They are dedicated to bringing you the highest quality, traditionally grown, organic, GMO-free maca supplements on the market. Their high-potency maca products have a vast array of health benefits and will make the perfect gift for that special person this holiday season. Use maca in your shakes, baking, herbal teas, and much more. Visit drpatspicks.com today to see our holiday offers and specials.
We're back, Shine On Radio. You know, it's our premiere show, which of course is going to have some fun rookie glitches because it's our first show. So I thank you for your patience as we work out my own little kinks. So we're here on Shine On Radio, as discussed, talking about the celebration of self. And where we left off was this New Year theme, and we're going to take a different direction and start talking about dream following, which has to do with New Year's, sure, and following new risks and new ideas that you want to take for the new year. But I'd love for Vicky to share her story because it's pretty cool. She's from Texas. She packed a bag and she moved to New York City, which I know is many a person's dream. And I'd love to hear how you went about with that, Vic. Why don't you let us know?
Sure will. I always wanted to live in New York since a very early age. And my mom always told me, as soon as you graduate college, you can do whatever you want. And that was I think she said that to kind of, you know, brush me off, because who in their right mind would actually leave college and actually move to New York? That's what my mom thought. Well, sure enough, I saved every allowance. I saved everything I ever got from any birthday money or Christmas money or anything, and had this little nest egg almost. And when I graduated college, I basically said, look, here it is. You know, I'm moving. And I didn't know anyone in the city. I had a bag and a blow-up mattress and a sheet for a curtain to go over a window. And I just said, I'm going. And I bought a ticket, and they decided to come with me because they couldn't believe it was actually happening. And they said, well, where are you going to live? I said, I don't know. I'll figure it out when I get there. What are you going to do for work? I don't know, Mom. I'm going to figure it out when I get there. There is a little website called Craigslist that back then, especially living in a small town in Texas, I didn't know what it was. And I found the only post that had a phone number. I called it before I got on the airplane saying, I need an apartment. I hope you can help me out. Got on the plane. I landed, had an apartment, got to the apartment, met my roommate who gave me a job at a temp agency. And that's how I started. And I went into moving to New York. It's been a lifelong dream, but it was never, there was never an option to fail. Like I wasn't nervous about it because there was no option for it not to work out. It had to work out, like point blank period. And looking, you know, back living here for such a long time, I can't believe I did that. I mean, I can't believe that I had, you know, I can't believe that I had so much confidence to just get up and just make it work. And that's what I did. And everything in New York, in terms of living here and succeeding on a professional level, has worked out for me because it was never an option to fail. And So now I'm kind of working on the personal me to make sure that that doesn't fail either.
I mean, I find that extremely admirable. I, you know, grew up in Rockland County, New York, and Jersey, my life. And I always knew I wanted to be in New York and make it big in New York in terms of following my dream. But I can't imagine, you know, being as, you know, far off as Texas or somewhere else in that's a little bit further away and saying, you know what, I'm just going to do it. I think that takes a lot of bravery. And so what would you say, or what would you recommend for anybody who's listening, who not necessarily in New York City, but has a big dream that, you know, they can hear the universe whispering in their ear to go for it? What would you recommend as, you know, advice or motivation to help them say yes to their journey?
I mean, you have to just go for it. You have to find some confidence wherever that lies within yourself and take that class or go on that audition or talk to your boss about that promotion or go talk to that, you know, person that you are interested in. And you just have to take that first step to do it. And just know that there's so many people who also are fighting for their dreams. You're not the only one. You always feel like you're the only one. And you're not. You know, my husband and I both have big dreams, and we both support each other fully. And as long as it's a passion of yours, let that drive you. Don't let anything else drive you. Don't let other people's opinions drive you. Don't let money drive you. Don't let failure drive you. Just let your love for whatever it is you want to do drive you.
I love that. And I'm such a big believer in that too, though it is scary. And, you know, I always ask myself and people I love and my clients when we're talking about, you know, dream following or true callings, you know, if money didn't matter or other people's expectations on you didn't matter, what would you do? You know, what really makes you juiced up in this life, you know? And it is possible to follow that dream. I think, you know, we all have a certain true calling, or we all have a certain purpose that, you know, if someone were to ask you, why are you here? You kind of know, but a lot of us, we don't follow that because of fears. And I can understand that, but not saying to go and quit your day job, but maybe whatever steps you can take to start following that true mission that you have that brings you true happiness, you know, even if it's a side hobby or a service that you provide for just a couple of people, if that's what you can fit in your schedule, I say, why not go for it? And, you know, Vicky, you're total true testament for someone who packed a bag out of Texas and got her way to Manhattan. So what did you find?
You know,
did you find
true.
That during this journey you felt maybe the universe on your side, which is why, you know, you got the apartment and then the job? Did it seem almost magical?
Yes,
in a way?
And no. Yes and no. I mean, I didn't realize that side of the magic until I saw several people not find the magic. But I definitely felt there was always something against me. I didn't fit in. I didn't, you know, every job I went to, it just, you know, it was fine and it was great. And I succeeded as much as I put into it to succeed, but it wasn't me and it wasn't where I needed to be. And I one day kind of accidentally fell into assisting a class here at the studio. And that has created and changed my life. I'm exactly where I need to be and who I need to be. And if you've asked me before, you know, if I could do my dream job or, you know, live my dream world, would I be? And I can honestly, I told you then, and I can tell you now that I'm living my dream completely. I have the best job in the world. Truly, I'm married to the most amazing husband that anyone could ever ask for. And I have the greatest friends and family. And I think partly because your vibe attracts your tribe, and you figure out how to bring yourself to your most authentic place, and your job will fall into that place. Your friends will fall into that place. Your significant other, like, it all kind of fits together by you believing in yourself and just kind of working at being the best version of you can be.
Yeah, there's a lot of power to that. You know, things start to shower down sometimes when we are taking care of ourselves, right? And speaking of such, I wanted to bring up something that I know you use as a tool, and then that'll tie into what I'm about to share, which is I got a big, you know, body love reset, I like to call it. And it's not anything extreme. It's all about adding in, meaning I'm going to add in some whole foods, meditation, body image, affirmations, community, intention setting. And we're going to use it in a social media type forum to support each other. I'll tell more about that cleanse or that reset soon, but I wanted to bring up social media because of that. You use social media as a big tool to keep you on your track. Can you share how you use it?
Yes, I am a dancer and a choreographer, and I follow anything I can on Instagram that has to do with dance. I love yoga, so I follow anything I can about yoga. I love food prep and, you know, obviously delicious food. And so I follow anything that I can. I, you know, started meditating and started doing positive affirmations. So I started following the places, the Instagram handles that do daily quotes and stuff. And so what I do to keep myself motivated and to keep, you know, my tribe, like I said, on the same vibe, is I will send people something that it pertains to. Like, I will send you daily quotes from an Instagram feed that I read more than, you know, clearly, like sometimes more than once a day. Sometimes I'm bombarding you 100 times. I see something and I tag you in it, and it kind of keeps you with me on the same level. I see something for my mom, you know, I tag my mom in it. I see something for my husband that is related to his life or between us and our family, I tag him. Same with dance, same with yoga. I just kind of, it keeps me motivated, it keeps me going, and I think that it kind of keeps everyone in my life on the same page that I am so that I can be the best for them and so they know where I am.
Yeah. And you know what? There is a positive side to social media. You know, I think we have to be mindful of getting sucked into it in some aspects, because we can read, you know, the front pages of your Facebook news feed or certain social or certain Instagram posts, where sometimes we can go to comparison town, or we can go to, oh, I don't feel that way, or you know, it can make us sad sometimes. But there is a whole very positive, supportive groups all throughout social media. So if you find that you're at a place now where, oh, I'm sick of it, or it's not making me feel good, but you don't want to give it up completely, look for those groups. There's tons of support out there, and there's tons of motivation, confidence boosting social media outlets, which Vicky is discussing, that help her on her own journey. Okay. And so taking a little bit of a left turn from that, even though maybe it might be your junk food, I love not making an enemy of certain things that serve us, even though they're considered as junk. So, for example, I like to watch some Bravo. Bravo, I love once in a while. The trashy reality TV shows, you know, once in a while, that is my zone out time. But I consider it, you know, visual junk food. But once in a while, it serves me. Vicky, what would you say is your junk food that once in a while serves you for a good relaxation or whatever?
Being that we just celebrated the new year, and it was a big weekend for I'm sure a lot of people in terms of celebration, I spent the weekend kind of watching reruns of Friends and Sex and the City. And they had some delicious Chinese food and kind of vegged out on the couch and kind of took the last 2 days of the break to really just kind of recharge and watch the good rerun, you know, the very amazing reruns that is so inspiring to New York City.
Yeah. And how would you say that, you know, even though maybe, you know, when we're talking about starting over for the new year, or what's a good food or what's a bad food or what we should be doing, how would you say that once in a while, how that serves you?
Well, because it's reality. I mean, you know, it serves me because it keeps me grounded. That's the best way I could put that.
Yeah. And once in a while, that's all good, right?
That's
trickling
all good.
That in.
It's
and that
all
ties
about
in
balance.
From the beginning of what we were saying, you know, and thinking about kicking off this new year, or setting the intentions, or making resolutions, whatever you relate to, you know, slow and steady, one step at a time. It doesn't have to be a complete new you, or I'm going to be striving for perfection. It's okay, I'm going to add in this, I'm going to add in that, and maybe I'll crowd out some of the things that aren't serving me. But my occasional, you know, TV relaxation with a once in a while Chinese, that's okay. It's not failing. It's all good. So amazing. I mean, this has been such a cool first show. Anybody who's listening, I thank you so much. I want to go over some housework for us before we close today. And Vicky, I want us you to leave us with a great last note, but let's make sure everybody knows how to reach us. You can reach me on Facebook at Shine On Wellness, at the Shine On Girl on Instagram and Twitter. Shineon with Kelly.com. And please contact me. I love talking and I love connecting with you guys. I also have a big cleanse coming up, and you can learn all about that body love reset by emailing me at kelly@shineonwithkelly.com. And keep in mind, we're here every Monday from here on out, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, and more guests will be coming. But Vicky, why don't you give us your last, in one sentence, your last remark about what you would recommend people taking on this new year and your Instagram handle?
My Instagram handle is Miss Vicky Nay, MissVickiNeE. And enlist a friend or have a coach to know where you are and kind of keep them updated, because I'm telling you, whatever you're feeling, there's somebody out there who also feels the same way. And if you can just release it to someone, it's going to not only build your support system, but it's going to help support someone else.
Absolutely. I love that so much. And it's so true. We're all in this together. Thank you so much to my guest, Vicky. Please contact me at shineonwithkelly.com or Miss Vicky at Miss Vicky Nay. And thank you so much, Shine On. We'll see you here next Monday. And look forward to meeting you same time, same place. Have a great rest of your week.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.